Rav, Varach, and the Reb Chiya, he was the son of the brother of Reb Chiya, Varachde, and the son of his sister. Kisalik Lahasam, when Rav went up from his city to their Teretz Yisrael, Omar Lehi, Rabbi Chiya said to Rav, Evo Kayam, is Evo alive? Omar Lehi, so Rav answered Rabbi Chiya, Eima Kayamis, you should better ask me, is Eima alive? Omar Lehi, so Rabbi Chiya asked Rav, Eima Kayamis, is Eima alive? Omar Lehi, so Rav answered back to Rabbi Chiya, Evo Kayam, you should better ask me, is Evo alive? Omar Lehi L'shamei, so Rabbi Chiya said to his servant, Chaloitz li min oli, take off my shoes, V'hoylach kele achrei lebeis amerchatz, and take my clothes after me to the bathhouse. Shma mina tlas, we learn from this three things. Shma mina, we learn from it, Ovel osu bin elas asandol, that a mourner is not allowed to wear shoes. Ushma mina, and we learn from it, Shmu arachayka, a distant report, meaning a report someone passed away after 30 days. Einonai heges, eloyim echod, is only applies for one day. Ushma mina, and we learn from it, miktas ayoyim kakulay. Part of the day is like a whole day. Hahuda Omar, that one that said, Dunu dini, judge my case. He always used to walk around saying about every disagreement, come what's got a based in. Omri, so they said about him, Shma mina, we learn from it, Midon ka'asi, that it comes from Shevet Don. Dichsiv, as it's written, Don yodin amoi, Don will judge his people, ka'achad shiftei Yisrael, like one of the nations of the Yidden. Hahud, the Havaka Ozel v'Omar, there was that person that used to go around saying, Achef yoma asisni birasa, by the shore of the sea, I will build a palace. Bodku, they checked, Vashkachu, and they found about him, the Mizvulun Ka'asi, that he comes from Shevet Zvulun, Dichsiv, as it's written, Zvulun, Chayf Yamim Yishkoin, Zvulun will live by the shore of the sea.